Did you know the hit game Mega Man is known as Rock Man in Japan? This has changed in America on its release because rock is a well-known slang for crack cocaine, which will be a different game altogether. You're listening to the Xbox Hub podcast, the official podcast of the xboxhub.com. For the latest Xbox news, reviews, videos, and opinions, make sure you visit thexboxhub.com. But for now, settle down, get comfy, and open your ears for some podcast delights. Hello, welcome. Welcome to the Xbox Hub official podcast. My name's Gareth Briley. I'm going to be your host again. And on my virtual left is Mr. Neil Watton. Hello, Neil.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm very good. And on my virtual right is Mr. James Burks. How you doing, James?
Hey, nice to be heard.
Very good to see you both again. This is number four. We've made it to four.
It is.
We're doing all right, aren't we?
We're doing all right. Some people might say otherwise, but we're doing all right. We know we're doing all right.
Well, we've had no complaints.
Exactly.
Nobody's come up to us in the street and wagged a finger and shouted and screamed. So I think we're doing all right.
I like to be wagged at with a finger.
I bet you do. That happened a lot in London.
That does happen a lot in London. Yeah.
Lots of angry people.
Normally a knife, though. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Of course not. No. Okay.
Shouldn't even joke about that.
No, we can't joke about that. We've gone dark already. We've gone very dark. We've taken it to a dark place.
See, I'm getting cancelled now.
What have you been doing this week, you two? Anything of interest?
Go on, James, you go.
Not a lot. Apart from, I went to my first comedy gig in about 10 years.
Wow.
On the weekend. I went to see James Acaster.
Oh, yes. Any good?
He's incredibly funny. He's brilliant. It's a strange type of comedy that he does, but he hits the mark constantly.
Now, is he the one that's sort of, he plays that kind of confusion element?
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
But he even tackled Brexit.
Right.
And even though people got different opinions on Brexit, he nailed it completely from every angle. But he made it so funny. It's amazing how he got a message across with comedy.
Where did you see it?
It's definitely worth seeing him. Where did I see it?
Yeah.
At Barra Inverness.
Ah, nice.
That's the place that's in Forza Horizon, isn't it?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Ambleside.
What I liked about that, Neil, is that you were bringing it back to games.
I know. I was giving it a go.
Really
I was going to say that I was thinking about getting tickets to go and see him as well. I think my son wanted to see him.
You should definitely do it.
We've got a couple of other lined up, though, so we kind of left them out.
Anything you've been doing, Neil, of interest the last couple of weeks?
I've been riding my bike again. I went to a cycle show. I'm boring everybody now.
No, what's a cycle show? What do you do there?
It's at the NEC in Birmingham, and normally it's on at the same time as EGX, which used to be at the NEC as well. So I would go to EGX for a couple of days, and then I'd sneak into the cycle show the next day. You know, and just have a look around at bikes and people and things like that.
I like the way you said sneak in, like a naughty school child. It's like trying to get into the cinema.
Going in.
Yeah.
Well, I'd have to pay, I guess.
Okay. Right.
But no, this year, because they've moved EGX and EGX is back down in London again, you know, its spiritual home and all that.
Yeah.
And I think that's in October now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had to make the long trip to Birmingham just for one day and go look at some bikes. But I liked it.
Was it good?
Many wouldn't.
When you say cycle show, first of all, I imagine a sort of musical number on bikes. That's the first thing that went into my head. So, like Cats or what's that one called?
It's not good.
No, okay.
It's certainly not that. No, it's just loads of bikes, loads of bits for bikes, loads of people talking about bikes. And loads of energy gels. Basically, though, you don't have to have lunch because there's so many energy gels and like energy bars and stuff. You just eat the samples as you go round, and you don't ever get hungry. It's amazing.
Is that good for you?
Well, maybe not, but I basically live off the stuff, so I'm kind of used to it. My gut is used to it.
I've seen you. You look fine. You look fine. You're looking good, Nick.
Thanks.
I went to... I'm going to bring it back to gaming, being the professional I am. I went to a event for Ghost Recon, Breakpoint. We got invited to go to a bar in London and go and see a bit of the sort of beta in action with loads of other people. And we got
How was it?
It was good. Free pizza and beer. For the first hour, the game didn't work. So we just drank.
Standard stuff.
Standard stuff. But then it started to work and it was busy. But we got a little game of it. And Paul, one of the writers from he's written a really lovely piece about the beta, his experience of it.
Yeah, he liked it, didn't he?
He really liked it. I mean, it looks great. It does look really kind of amazing. And you've got the two sort of like ideas of the single story, which you can do. And you can do that with three others in a campaign and have this whole kind of mad kind of like epic story. Or you can also do player versus player as well, which is exciting. And there's all sort of levels up and players. The one thing that I had trouble with is like when you get hit, you start limping.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get hit a lot.
Definitely.
Yeah.
By me.
By you. And I spent a lot of my time limping from one place to another. And that worries me a bit, how much limping I'm going to have to do.
And how do you sort out the limping? I'm guessing you need to take a health pack or something.
I think you go to a fireplace and kind of rest up. There's a sort of these fire hubs where people meet up. And I might be wrong about this, because I generally was limping and I got shot a lot. So I never really reached, but I saw you kind of like rest in this. You sort of rest in this hub. But it's like in the Resident Evil games when you have no health. Like when I played with a Resident Evil game recently, I just spent the whole of the second half of the game limping because I couldn't find any health stuff. So it felt a bit like that. It's not a major problem, but it worries me a little bit. But it looks great. It does look great.
It does look good, yeah. Back to the event,
yeah.
Because you and I went there, didn't we, yeah. A couple of months ago for the launch. Was it busier than that?
It was brighter.
Because that was a decent night. It was brighter. Yeah. All right.
When we went before, they had the lights off. They had the lights on this time for some reason. So you could see everything.
Okay.
It ruined the illusion.
Was it all kitted out again in the old trees? And
no.
Oh.
It was just people at consoles and free drink. It was all nice. Yeah. Everyone was lovely. But it was not as special as the launch event. But I guess
everyone was lovely because they're all drunk.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I was a bit. I wasn't that drunk. I was drinking a bit, especially when the hour of it not working was there.
What did you do in that hour then?
Drink, and
eat pizza. Just sat there drinking and eating pizza.
We looked up and there was a streamer playing it somewhere in France. Watched him for a bit. That was it. But it's very nice. It's good. I'm really looking forward to the game. October, when's it out? October the 5th? I made that up? It's early October.
I can't remember, to be honest.
Right, okay. We should look. I think it is around that time. Right, we're going to do what we've been doing every time. We've been doing a section when I asked Neil and James some questions because we just want to get to know them better. And after four episodes, we're getting an idea of their psyche. And the way they work. So I've got some questions that they've not seen. And I'm going to give them to them now. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm always scared at this point because I don't know what you're going to ask. And
I'm going to go for James first, though. James is going to go first.
Okay. Are they quick questions?
We've got a mixture of quick questions and a little bit longer questions, but they're easy. Right.
They're easy, he says. He says that every week. They're easy.
Okay, James, here you go. How did you first find out that Santa isn't real? Spoiler.
I don't know what you mean. So, are you trying to tell me he's not real?
No, don't forget I said that. That's not going to be the question.
No, I can't remember it was that long ago.
Right.
Maybe just worked it out with the detective skills.
And what
listened out for the bells. and the bells didn't seem to match up with what they were the year before, and it came at different times every year. Sometimes he brought presents, sometimes he brought nothing.
Coal.
Yeah, it was very irrational in that sense. I don't know why he came if he brought nothing.
What do you mean he brought nothing?
It wasn't him. It just didn't bring me out. It was just like, no, nothing this year.
Had you been bad?
I think it must have been. But still, it was clear that it wasn't a real Santa because he wouldn't do that. He's nice.
So
well,
you worked out because you didn't get anything. So it means that Santa wasn't real.
Yeah, pretty much.
And who did you blame instead?
Well, my mum was the first target.
Okay. This is sadder than I thought it was going to be, this story.
I know. It was a massive... it's a massive, devastating moment for me, that was. Finding that out.
Sorry about that. Thanks for that, Gareth. Yeah, thanks. Sorry about that, Jay. Okay, next question. If you could hack into anyone's computer in the world, whose computer would you choose?
That's a strange one.
I know. You can hack into anyone's computer and find out anything you want to find.
Don't think I would. I'm not interested in people.
You're not interested in anyone's computer history?
Definitely not. Okay. You don't even know what you might find. It could be. No, definitely not.
So you're saying no to that one. Okay, all right. Okay. Mm. If you were immortal for a day, just for one day, what would you do?
Jump out of an airplane.
I like that. That's a good one.
Without a parachute, I'm guessing.
Yeah, without a parachute. Just anywhere. Just anywhere where there's concrete. Just to go, damn, I'm Superman.
I like it's got to be concrete, just to make sure.
Even though you're immortal, though, it's still going to hurt as you hit the concrete.
Pain's just a four-letter word, mate.
That's why he's going for the concrete. Okay, good. And these are just very quick ones now.
Go on.
Superman or Batman?
Batman.
Pop music or rock music?
Rap music.
Hot chocolate or coffee?
Oh, he's had to think.
Go on, quick.
Hot chocolate.
Library or museums?
Library.
Oh, very good. Good. All right, thank you very much, James. Neil, I'm going to go over to you.
Have I got the same questions?
Some of them. First ask, how did you find out that Santa isn't real?
I'm not really sure, but I think it's probably when I first started having to actually pay for presents for other people and probably pay for my own presents.
What year was this, when you were four?
Well, obviously not. I didn't have a job when I was four.
Right.
But then that said, I didn't have a job till I was 16, and I'm pretty sure I knew before I was 16. I must have known before. Yeah, of course I did. It was a long time ago. I'm not sure, to be honest, but I'd say probably when I first started having to pay, or at least go out and buy it with somebody else's money, like my parents' money. They'd say, oh, here you go, here's 50 quid, go and buy yourself something for Christmas.
Yeah, because a lot of the time it does happen like that. It gradually just starts to dawn on you, doesn't it, as a kid, if I remember.
Yeah.
Good. If you can hack into any one computer, whose computer would you choose?
James's.
James's, good.
Yeah.
Just to find out.
Just to see what he's been doing during the day. just to see what Korean words he's learnt and...
I quite like that.
What rubbish he's been watching on Netflix and stuff like that.
It's probably just tell us that.
I would. Yeah.
What rubbish you've been watching on Netflix, James?
Mindhunter.
Oh, that's good rubbish.
It is. And some Korean dramas. Nothing special.
Of course.
Well, while we're on the Korean, have you got your new word for this week?
New word. Kamsahamnida, which is thank you.
Can you say it again?
Kamsahamnida.
Ah.
Hamster hand me down. Cool.
That'll do. Yeah.
Hamster Hammer. That's it. That's our, Korean audience.
Last week it was Hello, wasn't it? Yeah. Nick Ting or something.
And Young.
Oh, okay.
Not nicotine.
You've got a long way to go yet, Neil.
Well, I've only heard it ever once.
Okay, Neil. If you were immortal for a day, what would you do?
I would dive under the waves, the ocean waves, to see how far I could go down and see what is actually at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Because I wouldn't die. I'd just be able to.
You'd be able to keep see going. Still, yeah.
Depends how far you get down. Because if the day ends and you're still down there.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how deep it is.
It's risky. That's what I'm
saying. Depends where you go, I guess. If I go in the Solent, it's not very deep. I could do that in a day quite easily.
Could get trapped. Under a rock.
Could do, yeah.
Look at the worst one. Then
what happens then, when the day ends? I'll just
drown.
Well,
you die. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I wouldn't be in any pain like James falling out of a plane and just smashing into concrete.
No. Good, I like that. Okay, here's your quick fire questions, Neil.
Okay.
Love or money?
Love.
Cool. Car or bike?
Silly question. I'm not even answering that one.
50s or 80s music?
50s or 80s?
Yeah.
Oh, 80s.
There we go. There we go. Got a good insight again into the minds of...
Why did you pick 50s or 80s? That's...
Some people love the 50s music. It's a big thing.
I think he thinks you're older than you are, Neil.
Yeah, I do.
I think he probably does. Yeah.
Very good. Thank you very much. I'm sort of gathering like Mindhunter kids, sort of profiles of both of you. that I will hand into the authorities at one point.
Yeah, at the end you can tell us which infamous killer we're most like.
Good.
Are we finding out these things about you?
No,
we need some of these things about you.
All right, I'll do the three ones because it's going to be weird me doing the quick ones. If I could hack into anyone's computer, which computer would I choose? Area 51, of course. Because I need to know what's going on in there.
I'm guessing there's more than one computer there.
Well, I'm gonna do the supercomputer there. The main one. Okay. So I can just, with the answers on. I'll look for the little file that says alien answers in the little folder.
I was reading something today about UFOs. What was that? Oh, the guy from Blink-182 has got some UFO coverage. He's a mad UFO follower.
Well, and the US Navy have just said, they've come out this week, I think, and said, yeah, this is happening. We're getting a lot of this at the moment. Here's the video stuff.
Maybe that's why he's come out.
Yeah, they're not kind of hiding it.
I think it's true.
Yeah, I do. I think the only reason... Like I think there's been people before have talked about from the Navy and the Army, and they said the reason we're aware of it, the reason we don't say anything is because we just don't know anything about it. We don't know why. We don't know how it works or what they want. So the reason they don't want to put this public is because everyone's first question is what do they want? What's going on? And the answers are, we've got no idea.
Don't know.
And then panic.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Yeah. Well, that's a bit... Cool, we're getting into the UFO podcast now. This is good. How did I find out that Santa isn't real? I lived in a flat in Fulham, in a high-rise flat. And I said to my mum, we haven't got a chimney. How does it get in? And my mum went, I leave the keys under the mat. And I went, you leave the keys under the mat? I was really upset about that. And then my mum went, he isn't real. That was about 4 years old, I think.
No way. She just caved in. That's terrible.
Sounds like you interrogated him.
I did. I couldn't work it out. And if I was immortal for a day, what would I do? I think I'd do the same as Neil. I'd go under the water as far as I could go. Right to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And see what's there.
There's got to be lots of interesting things under there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've got to get up quickly, haven't we? Got to find a way to get up again.
Yeah.
Maybe you give it 12 hours. You go down for 12 hours. Well, yeah. No, it's more difficult to descend. I've played PUBG enough. We know this.
Yeah.
descending is difficult, so give it maybe 18 hours of descending, then you've got a quick six to get back up.
I like it.
Easy.
We'll do it next week. Right.
We'll give it a go, shall we?
We've got to give
just
it a
hold
go.
Our breath.
We've got to move on. It's 20 minutes, and we've not really discussed any games yet. So,
oh, crap.
What have you been playing? What have you been playing this week? Maybe James, what have you been doing?
Mostly eFootball PES 2020.
Ooh.
The game with the stupidest name in the world.
Can you just call it PES, please?
I will do from this moment on.
PES.
It's a really good game, actually. I was surprised that they've improved on the overall gameplay. It feels really good to control the players in that.
Okay.
But not a lot has changed in the game modes, which is a shame. You don't seem to do anything for team play. You know, it's like me, you and Neil can play together in clubs or whatever. Okay. It's not really... That's the only thing
they got 3v3, don't they?
Yeah, but you can't get a game in that. No one else is playing it because it's pointless. No. But, yeah, it's a good... They put a good market down this year.
But I hear this every year, Jack, that they're getting closer and closer to FIFA, but are they?
I think we might have to just accept that the two very different games.
Right.
It's more for the purists, PES. Whereas FIFA's more about fancy flicks, circus acts, and gimmicks, and scoring from 50 yards with an over kick.
Think I'll be playing PES this year, then. Definitely.
So you can't do those things in PES at all?
You can do skills, but they're a lot harder to do.
Right.
Only the best of the best can do them. But okay. I can do them, but you struggle.
And what did you give it? Because you reviewed it?
I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Oh, okay.
But I would give it more.
Fair, it's got to be fair.
There was no online to it, like no online element. You'd probably get a higher rating.
Right.
But it just lets you down online in so many ways.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Why is that? Why can't they get that right?
Well, they almost got it right last year. And then they seem to have undone that good work this year.
Okay.
I don't know what they're doing, but at least they've got the offline sorted. It's a
great game to play. Last year, the sales weren't great, were they? And it felt like it was on Game Pass quite quickly, wasn't it?
Really quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the same this time. Because everyone wants to play online, don't they?
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
I mean, they've changed it by changing the title, and they've moved it quite a long way away from the FIFA release.
Yeah. And they've got some big names involved now.
Yeah.
You've got Messi, Scott McTominay. He's a big part of it.
The biggest of big names.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't need any more, really. Andre Arshavin. He's involved.
Wow.
In some crusty. Yeah.
Andre Arshavin. He once said in an interview when he came to Arsenal, he said he believed that women should have their own road system because they're such bad drivers. That was his first interview.
I mean, he's not very good at making a good first impression.
No. Neil, what have you been playing?
Mostly the Sojourn. Which is a new puzzler that's coming out as we record this.
Right.
So I think it's out on Friday, actually. So I've been playing that. It's like, it's a weird one. It's a good one, but it's a weird one. And you go between like the real world, and then you move into a dark world. And when you're in that dark world, you can start interacting with different objects and ringing bells, which open up new paths and moving stuff around. It's all a bit complex, but the way they feed it all into you through like a quite deep tutorial that lasts a good couple of hours, really.
Okay.
I was playing through it and I was thinking, oh, this is a good game. I like this. And then it kind of all opened up. I thought, oh, that was just a tutorial to kind of show me how it all works.
Wow.
It's good. If you like puzzlers, it's definitely one to keep an eye on.
And is that what it is, a puzzler, is it?
Oh, yeah. You just wander around. You go from one end to the other, following these like orbs of light. which get trapped in these kind of webbings, and you just have to let them out by following a path. And there's only one way to answer, to complete each of the puzzles, and then you just go on to the next puzzle, open that up, next one, so on and so forth. It looks amazing. Right. It sounds really good as well. The background music and the way it's all kind of built up works really well.
I'm going to like this, aren't I?
I think you will, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think it's out this Friday, I think, September the 20th.
Ooh,
yeah. Okay. That'll be a good one.
Anything else?
You don't have Borderlands. Borderlands.
We've all played Borderlands, the three of us.
It's favourite, isn't it, Rusty?
Yeah, it's really,
tell us what's your favourite bit about it, and then
my favourite bit is I'm playing with these two. Is that I have to wait around while these two stare at the loot ammo machines and work out which weapon they have to do for about half an hour, and then we go off and fight things.
It's not that long, is it? Christ, it could be worse.
It's fine, Borderlands. It's got really good review scores from other places, hasn't it? I don't think ours is in yet, but we.
No, I wasn't like
it. It's like a Borderlands game, isn't it? I mean, that's what it is. It's a Borderlands game. It's nothing. Doesn't feel to me there's anything new in there.
So you're saying it's Borderlands 2.5, are you?
I think so. Yeah, but that's me being. I've never been a massive fan of Borderlands. I think it's been a good game, but there's nothing here that I've gone, ooh, new, shiny.
I don't think you're far off. I think you're right there. And I love Borderlands, but it does seem quite. Samey from anything that we've
But what more do you want from it? The idea of Borderlands is to go to a place, kill everything, take what you can, go to another place, kill everything, take what you can. That's Borderlands.
I think the difference between 1 and 2 felt so much bigger than between 2 and 3. And even the characters, I'm just not buying into any of them yet.
Yeah. I mean, who is the main? I have to admit that. Who is the main villain?
I can tell you about the characters, really.
In the first and second.
In this one.
In the first and second.
In the first one, was it
Handsome Jack or
Handsome
something?
Handsome Jack. Yeah.
I don't know who the villain is here or what that is. Or
is it Steve? I don't know. Dan. I don't know. Dan.
We haven't found that out because we're just staring at the ammo cash machine things for.
I think they're called vending machines.
Vending machines, that's it.
the problem that James and I have got, and I'm going to speak on James' behalf here, is that we're quite happy sitting there, and then we're meant to be going off in a group, and we're meant to be tackling all these enemies together in a group. Mm-hmm. But by the time we've got there, Gareth's dead twice, because he's just disappeared, and then we're left to ourselves, and we're fighting these enemies that we should have three of us.
Yeah. I refuse to comment anymore, or else my lawyers will come into the conversation.
Wow. It's a bit like playing clubs, really. There's always somebody that lets you down.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm always carrying everyone.
Exactly. That's the way it is,
Borderlands.
Same old.
I've been playing Bus Simulator. Is the potential game of the year,
which is the game you've been looking forward to.
Been looking forward to it for ages, and I've just done a review. I think we should be out this week, maybe. And it's good. It is good. I don't know what I was expecting, but it is that. It is exactly the way it is. You start off for some reason in this town. There's been a public transport problem that they talk about, but we don't know what it is.
And you're here to fix it.
I'm here to fix it with my bus expertise. And you sort of like buy your first bus, you have a small route, and then you go out and you pick your passengers up, and then you build more routes, and you can buy more buses, hire other drivers that drive the routes.
So you don't even have to drive it yourself?
No, you don't. In principle, later on, you could just hire loads of drivers and just let them go off and make money.
So what do you do while they're doing that?
I don't know.
You just stand at the side of the road and watch this bus, wave the bus by.
Stand by a vending machine and see if I can get bus credits. but you've got to drive it. The last time I played, when I did one, my route was quite long. And I think the route I did, I had to do the route to the end stop and then go back again. And it was like an hour.
Well, that's nothing. You wanted to do a 9-hour stream.
I did
want to
do
a
9-hour. Not, thank God I didn't do that. Thank God. But you can, it's kind of relaxing. You kind of like drive along. You stop by the side. You let the people in. And then some people, for some reason, have got tickets already, maybe, or passes. I never check them. And then you then go to the till and they say, I want a single, a day ticket. I'm a student. You give them the ticket. You use the till. You give them the change. They sit down and off you go again.
It's an ideal game to put music on.
Yes.
In the background. Right?
Exactly.
Or a podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant. A podcast talking about Bus Sim while you play Bus Sim.
Yeah.
That sounds like Inception of video games.
I knocked over my first pedestrian yesterday and it really did shock me because they came from nowhere. And
literally, they came from nowhere. They just popped up.
They popped up, yeah. And it was like, oh, and I was really upset. But when I was sitting there going, oh, this is really bad. Someone was shouting from the back, aren't we moving? I was like, come on,
that's realistic.
Yeah.
Can you go and talk to the customers? The customers.
You can go and ask and check their tickets.
Well, the passengers.
Passengers. You can go and check the tickets. And there's a few little bugs that I've come across. At one point, this guy just stood in the doorway, and then sometimes they block the doors. You can say, you're blocking the doorway, and they go, sorry, and come in. This one guy just stood in the doorway, and I couldn't close the thing. For half an hour, trying to push him out of the way. Nothing, I had to reload it. But yeah, they chat. They do weird kind of like circuits. Sometimes they leave rubbish. Sometimes I have to go and tell them to switch the music down. But I haven't got a tannoy, so I have to just stop the bus, get out, go turn your music down and go back in.
Old school.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of the road?
Yeah, in the middle of the road.
Middle of the motorway.
Yeah. But it's good. It's a good game. It's good for sim people are going to love it. I mean, there's such a massive community for these games.
Oh, you know, yeah.
We just did a Let's Play, didn't we? And, you know, people just watch that stuff. They really love it.
Even I watched it.
Yeah. And it's
to see.
Yes.
I'm going to have to watch it. I watched your Train Sim Let's Plays and I found those quite... I wanted to use the word interesting, but I think that's the completely wrong word.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
The Train Sim ones are so much harder than the bus. The bus is quite easy to control when you first... But the trains, every time you get into a train, the train's so detailed about what you have to switch on. And
I remember watching that, actually. You're having to press like six different buttons and then pull a lever.
And sometimes you just don't, I just can't get it moving. And but the bus is a lot easier. But that's that. And I've been playing a little bit of Greedfall as well. But I'll talk about that maybe next week or something, next time. Because that's a huge game. And that's great. Really. But I'll talk about that later on. We've had enough. Yeah. Anything caught your interest at all? Anything around? You two?
Game Pass stuff. New Game Pass today.
What's that?
Was announced. So we've got 5 new games coming before the end of September, actually, which is pretty good. I think, actually, the first ones are from tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, so we've got Jump Force and... One Velocity, yeah. Jump Force and Bloodstained Ritual of the Night coming tomorrow. Next week... Bad North, Lego Worlds, and Dirt Rally, which Dirt Rally looks amazing, so I really want to play that.
I love the Dirt Rally game, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, they're a bit deep and detailed.
You know how bad I am at driving games, you two?
Games,
yeah. Thank you. Look, for some reason, I'm all right at those rally games. I can work that out. They seem to work with me. I feel... Happen.
That's because you're up against nothing but the clock. So
exactly.
It doesn't really matter how bad you are, does it?
No.
And you know when it says like plus 3 minutes?
Yeah.
That's not a good thing. You might be under.
You haven't seen my rally skills. You wait. I'll be the king of the rally.
Yeah.
Bad North's great. That's a really good game as well. It's a really clever little indie.
Yeah, I think actually those are 5. I'm not interested in Bloodstained, but I know it's a big game. But they are 5 decent additions, aren't they, really?
Yeah.
Even Jump Force. I mean, it wasn't a great game, but in Game Pass, you're not paying anything for it.
Yeah. No.
It's worth a go, anyone that's into anime.
I mean, well, and I know it sounds like we talk a lot about Game Pass, but it's such, I think it's such good value. Because, you know, in this last month, you've had Gears, which is,
yeah,
which is huge. Gears is great as well, by the way. And then
I was going to ask how Gears is. I haven't even
looks amazing
installing it yet.
It looks amazing. And I've only played the first half an hour or something. But the first level just looks beautiful. It's really,
yeah,
you just like a surprise. It's a big surprise. Okay, that sounds good. More Game Pass, we like that. Anything for new kid?
There was one of those. There was new ducks that are coming out. Tubbs.
New ducks?
Yeah, new collectible ducks.
Might have had some through the door today.
Oh, which ones?
Well, the Borderlands ones. Unsurprisingly.
Oh yeah, the rest are out. Yeah.
Let's pretend.
No.
Let's pretend we don't live in both your worlds. What?
hang on. Don't lump me in with him here. What? I don't normally do anything collectible, but
you're a collector like me now.
What are them? Join us. What are these things? What the hell is this?
Go on, sell it to him. Sell it.
Right. Basically, all your favourite gaming characters, but specifically Borderlands at the moment, are coming out in duck form. As collectibles.
Rubber duck form.
Very rubber duck form, yeah.
Not like the duck pond, yeah.
No, it's a rubber duck. I think you could put it in the bath, couldn't you? Well, I'd say just collect it if you need that one. Yeah, the first ones are broad ones.
I'm guessing they float, won't they? They are rubber ducks.
Try it forward, Neil.
They only came today. So I need to do like a little unboxing of them. And
have you actually looked at them yet?
I opened the big cardboard box, saw that there were some ducks in there, and then closed the big cardboard box again. But that's basically all I've done.
Whether they look like the real characters.
So, that's what I want to know. Just get this right. So, one of the main characters from Borderlands.
Four of the main characters.
Four of the main characters. And they're ducks.
Yes. Yeah. Cosplaying ducks, no less.
Okay.
These aren't the real characters, just ducks pretending to be these characters.
So you could have a duck pretending to be Lara Croft?
You could, but they're not doing that. Batman.
Bat duck.
They do it well. It's DC Comics, isn't it? They've got Batman, Joker,
Harley Quinn.
It's Harley Quinn, haven't they?
Yeah.
They're the last ones, I think, coming out.
I love to be in the meeting when this was decided.
I would too. What? I mean it.
Why don't we make these ducks?
The thing is, though, you moan about them, but they look really cool. And yes, I don't normally like collectibles and stuff. I know James has got a million pop figures scattered around multiple houses. You've got some ducks as well now, have you?
Yeah, I've got Hitman, Batman, and Harley Quinn.
And are these the same ducks, or are these different ducks?
These are completely different ducks, not affiliated with tubs. No.
Oh, okay.
But they're cool.
Yeah, not the same.
Talking point as well. And people go, what's that? Well, it's a duck.
It's a Batman duck.
Yeah. And why?
And then, yeah, that's the next question. Why?
And then next one. All right, I'm going now. Halfway forward. Yeah.
Can I get out? Why have you locked the door? Oh dear! Brilliant. Okay. Anything else?
I'm looking forward to putting those in my bath and cosplaying with them.
Are you going to live stream this?
Do you really want that? No. Really.
The world does. We don't.
We don't.
The world would love that.
Now, I've got something to just chat about. I saw today it's a little bit serious, but not really serious. Football Manager 20, what it's called, is their release this year. They're replacing the plastic boxes that everyone uses
saw this.
For the game. Yeah. And they're going to use these recycled cardboard sleeves, you know, made of fibres, and also the packaging is all eco-friendly and water-based ink.
Mm.
And I think they're trying to make a change because they're saying that the game industry uses so much plastic, you know, for 20 tons. And I was just thinking about it. I think it's a really good thing to do. We agree.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah,
without a doubt.
But it also made me think about that kind of question now about buying games from the store still and downloading. You know, which is the ultimate kind of green way of doing it, isn't it? Just download it.
I was going to say that, yeah. Yeah. If you want to go really green, you just download everything, don't you?
Yeah. What do you think about the future? Do you think, just really with these new consoles again coming out next year, do you think that whole buying games is on the way now? Do you think they're going to commit to just being downloads? I'm just curious.
I don't buy physical games, and I haven't done since Xbox One at all. I did with 360. I don't with Xbox One. Everything I play is digital.
Yeah.
And that's the only way that I'd want to play it. And then you've got Stadia coming out, which is streaming, basically.
Yeah.
Playing it and streaming it. I see absolutely no place for physical editions of games, apart from the collector's editions.
Okay.
Which throw in like one of these figures that James can stick up on his wardrobe, and a poster and a soundtrack CD or something. You know, like old school stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, as a standard edition, I don't understand the point of it. I would just go digital. I know it's the digital stuff needs to get cheaper, and ideally there needs to be a way of trading in as well.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. It's all about trading in the games.
But there's got to be ways of doing that. Well, there are ways of doing that. They just say, right, you've paid 50 quid for this game. In 6 months' time, you can sell it back to us for 20 quid. Simple. You then lose the license and you can't play it. They can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely can. Good.
Yeah.
And they should.
But I think you're right about it being, if you're looking at also, you know, back to Football Manager with this kind of making something more environmentally, making that stand. If you're encouraging people to buy digitally as well,
yeah.
If you're a company like making that Football Manager and you're, I don't know, you're putting Football Manager on the PC for 30 quid. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you're going, okay, if we get that, everyone just does it digital only. What's our packaging costs and all that stuff and all the money to get that done? Surely they must take that off the price. That's what I never understand. I'm buying FIFA for 55 quid higher on the download.
Very strange.
They're making their markup now is ridiculously high, isn't it?
Borderlands on the Xbox store is 60 quid. Borderlands in Amazon was 45, am I right to say?
Wow.
I think you're right. Yeah, or 49.99.
10, 15 quid cheaper to buy it from Amazon. Which is totally wrong.
It's totally wrong. Yeah, it needs to be. Yeah, because they're just getting huge, and that's why they're doing it, because they're getting huge markup. That does need to be looked at.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be amazing if you had someone who went, actually, you know, we're concerned about the environment, concerned about packaging, we're going to make this game only there, but it's going to be 40 quid or it's going to be 35.
If you did that on the Xbox store, and if one company, like, say Ubisoft or EA, said, right, all our digital games are cheaper than the shops. All the other big names would start doing it as well.
Yeah.
It just needs one of the big ones to do it.
You say that, though, but I remember when EA Access came around and I thought, oh, this is going to open up stuff for Ubisoft Access and
technically, Activision Access.
Well, with Uplay, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not quite the same, though, is it?
No. But that's their idea of it.
Yeah.
I know what you mean now. I thought Activision might have a go.
Yeah. They've got the library, haven't they, to do it?
They've got a massive library.
So they could have. But going back to Football Manager, why are they doing it? Why don't they just say it's digital? Well, who on PC buys physical...
It's just a code DVD? Anyway, in a box.
I don't know, I think games. It's a disc as well, still.
Yeah. I like the PC games, you just get a code in the box.
I think...
From the iPad.
Yeah.
No. The only part of the package which will not be easily recyclable will be the DVD itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're saying they're saving roughly 55 grams of plastic for each physical unit manufactured. Over the game's full life cycle, this could result in a saving of up to 20 tons of plastic packaging, which is good.
Yeah.
But just do it digital.
I think you're right, though. I think maybe they will. I mean, maybe this is the plan. Again, going back to us with Game Pass and going to these things, we're getting used to it more. I mean, we're getting used to more of this. In like you said, with the Stadia coming out, when you're streaming stuff, we're getting our culture of it is changing, isn't it?
But I thought that was already the culture on PC. I don't play PC games, so I don't really know. But I always thought that basically, if it's not on Steam, people aren't interested, which is why the Epic Game Store has got such a bad reputation straight away, because people have kicked off that it's not on Steam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I always thought you play PC, it's basically digital.
Yeah.
So
I think it will. I think it will happen on console. It's going to happen.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
Some bloody people being a bit cheap with it. Okay, good. Are we ready to play the game we've been playing for the last three ones?
Judge Lostie. Tell me more about this game.
Well, it's called Judge Lostie because my name on the Xbox gamer tag is The Lost Island, and people call me Lostie, and that's what we called it, Judge Lostie. And the game we play is that we pick a month and a year. So last time we had, what was our month and year last time?
Come on, James, you know this.
We can't remember.
We didn't play last time, did we?
James had a nightmare.
I don't remember it.
If you hadn't listened to it. And say we picked the year 2012 and it's March. Neil and James have to pick one game from that period, that month, and they have 1 minute to try to pitch it to me to sell the idea that this would be the best game of March 2012. And I choose a winner between the two of that. And that's our official best game of that year and that month. Clear? So this time
Me. Can you just remind me who's winning?
Well, Neil is 2-1 up at the moment.
Okay.
And Neil won last time with Assassin's Creed 2. I think we had November 2009 last time, wasn't it? Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 2. Can you remind me what happened?
James was a disaster.
That was it.
He got the wrong month, half an hour before we started, so I had to kind of do...
And then just spent 30 seconds talking about spitting things. Yes. And
it was a stitch-up.
It wasn't good. But this time, I think he's going to be very prepared. I've got this feeling it's going to be... Because we're going to do February 2017 is the month.
That's a bit too soon. Still crumble.
You could still, but Neil's going to go first as he's the winner. And I'm just
always go first, but I can go first again. That's fine, not a problem.
Let me get my clockwatch, stopwatch, ready to go.
It's funny how you started this podcast with episode one with a clockwatch, and you've just carried it on.
I carried it on.
It's like a little...
it's a little thing, a clockwatch. Little catchphrase.
I was thinking oddity, really. You go with catchphrases, it's fine.
It was him to stop in the street and go, clockwatch!
Yeah.
I want a little t-shirt with it on. Clockwatch. Okay,
Is it a bit like, what was that game? The show with the guy with the huge mobile phone. What was that called?
Oh, Dom Jolly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the show called?
Dom Jolly's show. I can't remember.
That's mad, isn't it?
Have a think about it.
Right, I can see you walking around the streets of London.
Trigger happy.
Or going to your Bear Grylls military training with a big clockwatch.
Clockwatch.
So, right, I'm going to run for a minute and this clockwatch is going to...
I want it. Okay, come on.
And then you'll be a YouTube star because people are saying, well, who's this idiot?
Who's this idiot with the clockwatch? It's clockwatch. I'll be on Big Brother 8. Okay. Right, Neil, you've got 1 minute.
Yes.
Starting now.
Okay. If Rebellion Developments are behind it and the Sniping King Carl Fairburn is in it, then chances are it's on to a bit of a winner. After the success of the initial Sniper Elite games, Sniper Elite 4 should be considered the Xbox Hub's Game of the Month for February 2017. I mean, what other game's got gory kill cams? Set in Italy in the 1940s during World War II, not only did this third-person tactical shooter come with the iconic X-ray kill cam that allowed sharpshooters to really see the detail in the shots, but Rebellion managed to build on the AI of the Nazi enemies and were going up against ensuring that every kill made would be a well-earned one. running and gunning has never been a key component, but it doesn't need to be. As slow and steady always wins the race. And with the tactical play that's honed over the series and some super sexy stealthy elements, Sniper Elite 4 excelled. Further to the base game, you had what was the best shooter of 2017 and the season pass. That came with an additional three-part story.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Any questions from James, please?
No, not really.
Oh, nothing there.
Nothing?
Yeah.
No.
He's a beaten man.
Yeah. I'm focused.
I like you saying super sexy stealth. That was kind of
super sexy stealth. Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, very good. Very good. Very professional.
Cool.
So, let me redo me clockwatch.
We have to.
Yes. Right, James, are you ready? Let's go now.
A knight, a Viking, and a samurai storm onto the battlefield. There's no punchline here, just pure carnage, courtesy of an advanced game of rock, paper, scissors. If you haven't guessed it yet, my choice is For Honor, mainly because of its intense multiplayer action. It doesn't matter whether you're dueling one-on-one or playing as part of a team in the likes of a skirmish. It's incredibly tactical, quite difficult to master, and best of all, it's bloody brutal. And the fact that Ubisoft have continued to improve upon the game and have added a fourth faction in the form of the We're In, and they're still adding new maps and heroes, well, that's just the icing on the cake. It's really impressive to see how far it's come over the 2.5 years, and long may it continue. She's one of the best games that Ubisoft have ever delivered.
Good stop. I like the way you were just slagging it out at the end.
I knew I messed up the timing. I knew it.
Questions, Dale? Any cross-examination?
You say that it's... Did you say the best game Ubisoft have made? One of the best games?
In February 2017, yeah.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I mean, stating facts.
So not the best game Ubisoft have ever made, then?
No. No, not quite.
Nowhere near, really.
Like Assassin's
near.
Creed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Odyssey. Yeah. Watch Dogs 2.
Trials.
Ghost Recon.
Oh,
Isle of Thunder.
This is a tough one.
Splinter Cell. Anyway,
other than that, great game,
though. It's the best Ubisoft game.
This is tough. But, this is my toughest one yet.
I suppose you know which one it is, Austin, because you know it has a different name.
Oh, yes, I'm not even going to say what the name I know it as from the other person. I'm not going to say. Afterwards.
You can't tell me after.
Super sexy stealth, I like from Neil. I like Kid's Beginning, which is very nice, where you went brutal, Oh, it's hard. Oh, it's tricky. What do I like here?
Did you like Zombie Army Trilogy?
I liked Zombie Army Trilogy.
Yeah, there we go.
Did you play Sniper Elite or did you play For Honor?
I played both.
Which was your favourite?
Well, they're both the same. Oh, it's tricky. It's tricky. I'm afraid I'm going to go for James. James, you've got it. It's For Honor. Sorry, Neil. That's it.
Thank you.
Half-West one.
Yeah,
two all.
That means...
Yeah, he had 55 seconds of talking.
But he did it well. He did it well. He had a good thing. You went over. You were still going on about DLC.
I had loads to go, to be honest.
Set the price is right. You can be under, but you can't be 1 minute over.
Yeah. It was good. It's close on that. Now, we could have also had...
Oh, please tell me, because this was a rubbish month and a rubbish year.
Night in the Woods?
What?
Yeah. These PlayStation games, two big PlayStation games, which is Noir, have I said that right?
Neo,
and of course Horizon Zero Dawn, which is one of the best PlayStation games.
I would have chosen that if I played it.
Yeah, but I think you both did really well then. Actually, it was really both really good.
Yeah, I think it was pretty close, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I think that was a good choice, Neil.
Yeah, we're both.
Thanks, James.
No worries.
I think your choice was a really good one too.
Oh, I like
cheers.
Let's have a bit of a love in here.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Don't worry about Judge Losty.
Don't put me into it. Don't hate me. Let's last week we had a competition, and it was for the game. What was the game called? Raw? Jurassic Raw?
Raw. Yeah. Jurassic Edition.
And we've got a winner, as I get it up now, which was Bri, Big B. He's won a copy of that, which we're going to send to him straight away. And his answer, which was which we really liked, is what I'm going to bring up now. So just talk amongst yourself a moment. He said, good podcast, lads. Favourite dinosaur, Teddy from the movie Theodora Rex. He's a dinosaur, and at the same time, a bumbling police detective. What's not to love? Whoopi Goldberg was okay in it too. So thank you, Brian. Brian George, that copy of Raw, the code's going to come to you very soon.
Well done.
Well done. Mm-hmm. And we've got a new competition this year. We've got a copy of the game Steel Rats that we're going to give out. And all you got to do is go onto our Facebook or Twitter on the Xbox Hub and hashtag THX. Have I said that right now?
THX.
And you need to answer...
Pod. THX pod.
Well done, Neil. Thank God you're here. And you've got to answer this question. If you had a biker gang, what would that be called? So if you had a biker gang, what would that be called?
Can we elaborate on why we're choosing biker gang?
Oh, yeah, because it's called Steel Rats and it's about a group of bikers.
I haven't played it. I don't know.
I don't know. I played a little bit of it. Kid, you were
about armored rats.
Yeah.
Getting moving the sewers. There's a biker gang in it.
It's a biker gang.
It's decent. Isn't it?
It is. It's just a bit misdirected. You don't know what it wants to be. It's really fast and furious, but it can't cope with the fast nature of the gameplay.
Don't put it down now. But this is our competition.
No, but it's good at what it does.
Okay,
It's just a bit confused.
So the question again, if you had a biker gang, what would it be called? And if you put that on our Twitter or on our Facebook, and what's the hashtag again, Neil?
Hashtag THXpod.
Brilliant. There we go. And so do that in the next 2 weeks. We'll announce a winner in 2 weeks' time.
What would you call your biking gang, Rusty?
I would call them Lost... I don't know what I would call them. Just Lost. Lost Souls. Oh, that's good. Isn't that from the GTA? There was someone called the Lost something in their biker gang.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Oh, it was the expansion, was it not?
Yeah, the DLC.
Lost in the Damned.
Ah, that's it. Well done, Neil. Oh,
I'm on it tonight.
You're on it. Okay, what we got coming up in the next couple of weeks we're looking forward to?
FIFA.
What?
Oh, no.
Aren't
we bored of FIFA yet?
Well, yes. Every year, it's like that Al Pacino quote from The Godfather when he says, every time I'm out, they drag me back in. And that's exactly it with FIFA every year. I'm looking forward to it. And we can play on EA Access tomorrow, can't we?
Certainly can. It's going to be quite exciting.
Oh joy.
You haven't played it, Neil. You can't resist.
We might even do a little competition.
I might have one or two games.
Good.
Of clubs. That's it.
That's it. Okay, so that's that FIFA, of course. Neil, what are you looking forward to?
Tropico 6 coming out of Early Access, is that what it's called? No, it's not.
Game Preview.
It's called Game Preview. So I want to play that. So I'll give that a little go.
It's quite a weird kind of little bit. After FIFA, there isn't much coming out in this kind of 2 weeks. There'll be lots of indie games that will just suddenly appear, but there isn't that much coming out. I think Code Vein is interesting. I went and did a little preview thing for Code Vein a long time ago, didn't I?
I was going to say, that was a while back, wasn't it?
So I played about an hour and a half of it. It's really the kind of world building it does, and it's very Dark Souls-y and hard, but you can play with someone else, so that could be quite exciting to see.
Yeah.
Does that mean you want me to carry you through it?
Please.
No worries. Yes. Yeah. Always happy to help.
We Were Here 2's coming out as well, isn't it, in a couple of weeks? So I know James and I haven't finished We Were Here yet. But yeah, We Were Here 2 would be out as well, so we'll get back on that.
That's good. It's an interesting concept, isn't it? That's the good thing about it, it's different.
I do, yeah.
Anything else.
Yeah, we need to finish that.
Good, well, you can get that at the moment on the Xbox Live Gold thing, aren't you?
Games of Gold, yeah. Games it's of free. Gold? So, yeah, even if you miss out now, it's only going to be like £4. So
great.
You need to get in on that. And then after that, you got, what we got? Breakpoint.
Yeah.
Grid.
COD? Is that out at the end of October?
Isn't Modern Warfare out as well? Maybe it isn't.
I couldn't care less about that, to be honest.
I agree.
Good. Honestly, I no, not for me at all. No. The Outer Worlds, that looks cool.
Oh, that looks great, yeah.
WWE, that looks amazing. That's going to be brilliant this year.
Remember you both getting that? Oh, you did agree to that on podcast.
Yeah.
Need to remind me.
You're paying for it, aren't you, James?
I mean, you're paying it. Why not?
Right.
We're worth it for the torture.
We too, we've got to go. We've got to go.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, we've been chatting for an hour now. Things fine. To do. It's good.
There's no rush.
Well, speak for yourself. I've got something in the oven. I don't know why I've got in the oven, but I've got something. Right. Thank you so much, Neil. Thank you so much, James.
No worries.
Brilliant. And you can catch us all our social media, Twitter stuff. That's all in the show notes, so you can have a look at that. But please, if you like the podcast, please like it. Leave a comment. That'd be really great. And
if you don't like it, tell us why.
Yes.
But yeah, tell us if you don't like James. Just be honest and upfront about it. That's fine. We can bid him off next week.
Yeah. Right. Have a lovely 2 weeks. We'll see you in 2 fortnights' time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the official podcast of the XboxHub.com. You'll be able to find all the notes of this show at www.thexboxhub.com/podcast. You can also check out our social feeds on Instagram and Twitter at the Xbox Hub, and search for the Xbox Hub on Facebook.